Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Malene Hoff, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Ryan Dempster. 2-2. Gonna go the fastball away. Not the location he wanted, but it worked out as Fielder swung and missed. 7 Ks for Dempster. Cubs win. Back-to-back shutouts to start this series as Ryan Dempster gets his 100th career win, number 50 as a Cub.
Heck, I remember when Ernie Banks was going for his milestone. Oh, my God, there's the pitch, and it's a base hit to right field.
Ryan Dempster.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun there. Ryan Dempster is on the hotline now, the Circa Resort and Casino hotline in Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ryan, of course, in Pittsburgh calling games for Marquee Sports Network. Always a delight to hear him, to talk to him. Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
I'm great. That might be one of the better intros I think I've ever got.
That's terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brandon Fryer, take a bow. So, you know, we look at where the Cubs are at, and I think that we are uncertain as to how things go with young pitching, right? I think that's one of the big storylines that we're looking at this season is the guys that they imagined who would be the starters, who would be the rotation – have kind of shifted and changed a little bit. And we're seeing a couple of rookies come up and kind of forced into action. We're seeing a couple of young pitchers doing pretty well. Certainly yesterday you witnessed a great performance and one that that helped Keegan Thompson kind of get off the schneid a little bit and reinforced how good he is. What are your thoughts when you look at this starting rotation, Ryan?
Yeah, like you said, you're having, you know, guys pitch out of necessity, injuries to Stroman and Miley, and you lose Drew Smyly, and you lose out of spring training Adbert Alzolay. So you're automatically, you know, going down that depth chart, and with that becomes an experience. But the only way to get experience is to actually get out there. And so you see a couple good arms that come up, and maybe not the success they want, right? So then it comes down to approach, and that's where you just got to continue to learn. And you know, speaking of the guy last night, I mean, Keegan Thompson started the year incredible, just absolutely dealing, throwing the ball great, hits a little bump in the road on the East Coast road trip, Baltimore, New York, and then gets back to himself against Atlanta, and then last night, fabulous again, and just did a great job of engaging with the hitters and going out there, attacking them with a four-seam fastball. Sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, what the data says of swing paths, and then we got to throw this breaking ball, this guy. Let's find out if they can hit my fastball first. And that's what Keegan did last time out. It's what he did last night. And it's just fun to watch. So there's going to be some bumps and bruises when you have young pitching. That's always the case, no matter what team. There's very few Tim Lincecums or Clayton Kershaws that come up. And even those guys, their first year up, struggle a little bit, and then all of a sudden they get locked in. So it's a good chance to find out what you have going forward.
And to find that out, Ryan, sometimes there's a debate over the best path and the best way to handle a young pitcher with promise. Caleb Killian is the latest example with the Cubs. He was sent down this week after three pretty shaky outings. He showed some good things early on, the poise and then the lack of command and the fact that he maybe was not – it seemed a little bit overwhelmed by the moment at times in Pittsburgh and just over all those three starts. What would you recommend, and what do you think about the way this is being handled? Is he better to stay up with the Cubs and to take his lumps and to learn on the job, if you will, or is he better off going back to Iowa to try to gain some confidence that he seems to have lost?
Yeah, well, I mean, getting confidence is huge. That's the name of the game when you're pitching and playing any sport in general, is just having confidence. So, obviously, getting a reset down there where you can get back on track. And you know, for him, I just trusting your stuff, throwing it over the plate. Sometimes when we come up from the minor leagues to the big leagues, we feel like we need to do something different, right? Something better. When the reality is what we were doing down there is the reason you get called up to the big leagues. And so you got to go out there and trust that your stuff played. Find out. You know, that's the easiest way. And it's the hardest thing to do is to find out, does my stuff play in the strike zone? Where do I have to attack these guys? Can I throw some guys, you know, half the plate? Can I throw some guys on a third of the plate? Or some guys I have to hit on the corners because they're that good at hitters. So it just becomes a kind of an evolution of yourself and understanding that. And, you know, I know they have a plan in place, but at the same time, learning on the job is great, but you can't just go out there and get your butt kicked every night. You gotta have some results in order to reinforce some sort of positive stuff. And so I'm sure that's the reason he gets sent down. But he'll be back, and hopefully he'll learn from what he had up here at the big league level, take it down there, reinforce those good things that he does, and then find himself back up in the big leagues to stay.
You know, you never got a chance to visit the pitch lab. What does the pitch lab do for guys? And, you know, some of the stuff that we saw in the offseason looked spectacular. Do you feel like you missed an opportunity, or are you glad you didn't get overloaded with all that information?
Yeah, I'm partially glad I didn't get overloaded. I think sometimes it can be very, very helpful. And I think sometimes you can get a little bit of paralysis by analysis. And, you know, I think, you know, having the ability to have all that stuff at your fingertips or, you know, at your eyeballs any second, any time is good in a sense. But it's sometimes the best data you can have is your eyes out there when you're pitching. And, you know, like, you can go out there someday. I remember there was a game a couple years ago, Kyle Hendricks pitched against the St. Louis Cardinals, right? And Kyle Hendricks threw it, they called the Greg Maddux game. It was like 81 pitch complete game shutout. And Kyle wasn't, if you look at the tape, it wasn't that he was particularly sharp. He just fed off of what the hitters were telling him. The Cardinals had a late game in Washington. They had a rain delay. They didn't get in until really late. And it was a day game the next day at Wrigley. And he was just challenged from one after another. Fastball, a lot of fastballs. A lot of them were, you know, middle of the plate. They were tired. They're popping them up. Sometimes we give hitters too much credit and we don't find out for ourselves what they can hit and can't hit. We want to do them favors instead of just challenging them. So I think all the pitch lab stuff is awesome. It can teach you shape of breaking balls. It can teach you spin on pitches, and you can see things and reinforce those things. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, like, what can you execute out there and what's happening in today's game. And this is a classic point. Night game last night, day game today, guys might be tired. All that information might play differently just because of the elements of today, and that's the one thing that we can't measure in data.
Ryan, enjoying your work in the booth in Pittsburgh with Boog, and I think that enjoyed the story the other night you told about visiting Wilson Contreras and pitching to the Cubs double-A team. I think it was Biloxi, Mississippi. You were there, and you remembered the impression Wilson Contreras made you on you that night, and you predicted he would be, you know, a major leaguer sooner rather than later. And when you look at Wilson Contreras, everybody in Chicago knows what they appreciate about him. The question now, what it is going to be, you know, of him moving forward? How long will the Cubs keep him? My question to you would be, you've seen guys and you've played with guys probably who age very well. And Wilson Contreras, a catcher, he's 30 years old. After that birthday, sometimes it doesn't go the right way for catchers. But what about Wilson Contreras informs you to, like, what will his 30s be like for him, a player like that?
Yeah, well, I just look at the way he's built. You know, I mean, this isn't, you know, body-wise doesn't concern me because he's so solid. I mean, he's just, you know, he works so hard. He's got tree trunks for legs. This guy is a physical specimen. But there's always that concern. The nice part that we have now for a team predicting that or trying to figure out what it's going to look like down the road is the DH, the full-time DH. He's already played, you know, in this many games, he started at catcher 21 times less than he did last year at this point, let alone the whole entire season. So you're able to keep guys a lot more fresh. You can do that kind of stuff. But he's the kind of guy to me that, you know, I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. But you just never know, right? Age is always a factor and has become a big factor with teams now when they're signing players. There's always that concern. But we're seeing what he's doing out on the field with the bat and his ability with, you know, what he can do behind the plate to catch and throw and block balls and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's a top two or three catcher in all of baseball, and he's showing that day in and day out on the field, and he's going to find himself rewarded handsomely after the season, whether it's here in Chicago, hopefully, or, you know, somewhere else, you know, in the league. Somebody's going to want that type of player because of his pedigree and what he can do.
What did you think of seeing David Robertson get to the plate for the first time in his career? And it, you know what was great about it is I think everybody like ran to the top of the dugout. Everybody was at the rail. Everybody was watching. It was just the game had kind of, you know, the Cubs had clearly won the game, but that got everyone interested.
Yeah, you know what? I actually was talking to somebody, Jason Stark, about the pitchers pitching thing, right?
Yeah.
And I had this thought that if our position players are going to pitch, then they should have relievers for the other team hit. And this happened last night, and I was super pumped because I know Robbie really well, and you know, been playing against him for years, and to see him get that opportunity, I think he was the fourth most games all time without an at bat going into that, and he gets a chance to go up there, and I loved it. I'm gonna have to talk to him about the fact that he missed that 1-0 pitch down the middle, but he can get that back. Well, he'll never get that back. But, you know, the fact that he was 3-2 and his comment, I'm not taken there. He's not up there to try and walk. He's not worried about his OPS, his on-base percentage. He's up there to swing, and it was out of the zone. But it was just, you know, it made for what was a game that got away, and, you know, you're just waiting for it to end to something kind of fun and exciting to talk about. And for him, a memory for the rest of his life, right? Like, very few guys ever get to do that. I always dreamed I would get to play right field for an inning. And, you know, I never got that. And for him to be able to do that was pretty cool.
The blowout also gave you guys time to reminisce. I didn't realize, Demp, that you were in the middle of the Paul Wilson-Kyle Farnsworth melee. And you were a member of the Reds and actually had to be pulled off by Dusty Baker, if I recall the story correctly. And so what do you remember about that? And what do you make of what Kyle Farnsworth looks like these days?
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me he looks like that these days. If Kyle puts his mind to weightlifting, I've seen it in person. It's pretty impressive. But, you know, there was nothing really going on. Like, it's not like we didn't like the Cubs. The Cubs didn't like us at the time. But it wasn't like we were throwing at each other all over the place. So it kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, Willie and Paul had been struggling a little bit, and then he just kind of pitch, and next thing you know, he chirps at Farnsey, and then the rare pitcher charging the home plate. You just don't see that. And he did not get a punch in. He didn't get much in. Paul really lost that matchup. And the best part was after on the bus ride afterwards was him looking like, you know, he got attacked by a weed whacker. He had scratches and claws all over his face and blood pouring everywhere. And he's just looking at Merker, Kent Merker, and I saying, did I get anything in? Did I get any punches in? And we were just laughing. We were like, no, man, you got nothing in. You absolutely got work. But, hey, man, you know what you got? You got a ton of respect from all your teammates because we all love the fact that you weren't afraid right there. Good for you.
All right. So tonight we got the battle. Today we got the battle of the left-handers, future and former. Obviously, Justin Steele against Jose Quintana. We like Jose Quintana, nice guy. We like Justin Steele to win this game. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a good matchup for Justin Steele. I think, you know, what he's done in his past couple starts and, you know, some of the advice he got in a lucky phone call from John Lester to David Ross, just, you know, a lot of the similarities of how they would pitch that fastball four-seamer in on the righties and cutting it, you know, or sliding it down and in, and this guy's a workhorse, and you know, he's along the lines of the guy we saw last night, just from the other side. He's not afraid to go after guys. He's not afraid to challenge guys, and he's going to have his hands full. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But you know, when you got a good young team, bunch of young players, Pittsburgh has a bunch of young players. You're not setting too many guys up. You're just trying to go to attack weaknesses right away. They're going to be aggressive, and he's got to use that aggressiveness against them. And yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of sliders down and in. I predict he's going to strike out a lot of guys today.
You mentioned some of those young players, Demp, about the Pirates. O'Neill Cruz comes up. He's exciting. You look at Ke'Bryan Hayes. You look at Jack Sawinski. This is a team that has some interesting prospects. Have the Pirates, are they onto something, or are they going to do what the Pirates have traditionally
sell
done
everyone.
The last 20 years? Yeah, get rid of everybody.
Yeah, that's always the question, right? They it's been the first time that they've had an influx of talent, and how do you go about using that? Do you use some of those pieces to trade for guys because you're not big free agent spenders? I don't know. They definitely are going to have to figure that out. But watching some of these young players that they brought up, you know, with Bly Madris and O'Neill Cruz and Sawinski, and like you mentioned, the guys you mentioned, and some of the arms that they have too. So it's just a matter of matching all that talent up, and then you need pitching. Listen, we can have all the position players in the world you want. You can have all the offense in the world you want. Go down the list. The teams that win it at the end of the year, they're the ones with the teams that are in the World Series have the best pitching and the best starting pitching and the best relievers. And the teams that win it all usually have the best starting pitching, I mean, 95% of the time. That's just the fact. So you can score a bunch of runs, but good pitching is always going to beat good hitting, and that's just the way it is.
Ryan, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Have a fun call today.
Thanks, Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.